Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for My Lowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All you lazy citizens of the United States, put the hot dogs down, shut up, and listen to me. As long as I am your United States champion, I will remain the face of America.
Yeah, I am the answer, queen, but demolition style, hell, America free, yeah.
Wow.
I am the proud MC, defend him in the box, and I'll win your heads there.
Wow.
MC, the suicide, I feed him in the blast, feed him in the blast, yeah.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. Sometimes none of that, like last week. Absolutely none of that.
I can't remember last week.
Who does? Seriously, these times, who does? My name is Eagle. And I am joined once again for the 49-something time by the one, the only Rubber City Redbeard.
Is this 49? Is this, what number is this?
49, this would be 49.
Okay, so 50 is the next number then.
Yeah.
Oh,
halfway.
I'm not great with numbers. I just had to make sure that I was on the right track.
Yes. Notice that I'm matching.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that.
I got a Macho Man, Randy Savage.
I don't know anybody that matches like koozies with their clothes.
Well, you met the guy.
That is white trash along the lines of watching wrestling.
So yeah,
it's like
all I need.
Check
is,
it out. I watch wrestling and I match koozies to my shirts.
All I need is a PBR in here instead of this Mountain Dew spiked. It's a raspberry lemonade.
I don't know, man. I think he would approve of you. Mountain Dew.
How you doing this week, man?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm all right.
You're looking good.
Thank you. I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. I gained 40 pounds. It took me like a month and a half to gain 40 pounds. It took me like a month and a half to destroy
yourself altogether?
Just almost a year's worth of work. It was just so fucked. But I get all bummed out and I eat, dude.
Yeah.
And like, I eat my depression away, which is why I was a fat kid.
Just depressed,
all the fucking time as a child, and just ate. So yeah, I gained 40 pounds. Like I'm down like 15 from the 40 that I gained, but yeah, I'm still like way over 200 pounds. It's unacceptable, Eagle. I'm not supposed to be over 200 pounds. It's hard for me to breathe at this weight.
I worked so hard to get there.
You don't understand how I feel physically.
I don't understand.
I feel just as shitty physically as I do emotionally.
Aw. See, that's weird. I'm fat and I feel wonderful emotionally.
Yeah, well.
I'm a different
wife and kids to make you happy and things to look forward to and futures.
Man.
Making
me feel bad for that.
Nothing. My life is Groundhog's Day.
Right.
I get up, I go to work, I get off work, I look forward to seeing my cat. I get home, I hang out with my cat, I take a nap with my cat like on my chest, and I wake up whenever he fucking decides to move and go get some food.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, maybe I should get up and get some food. So then I get up and get some food, maybe smoke a bowl, you know? And then it's on. Oh, you know what sounds good right now? An entire apple pie. An entire apple pie sounds good right now. That's what I think I'm going to do. That's what I think the good choice of today is. An entire apple pie.
And then I'm going to eat an entire Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Hungry Howie's. I'm gonna eat two Hungry Howie rolls.
Yeah.
An entire apple pie, a small pizza.
And then sleep this shit off for 12 hours.
4 or 5 hour energies that day or something. So, you know, plenty of vitamin B to get all that shit moving through my system.
You've been working? You've been seeing any shows?
I'm so fat.
Been seeing any shows?
Dose played last night along with like fucking 12 other bands.
Ooh, Dose.
I got my Dose hoodie on right now.
Yeah, how was that show?
It was all right. It wasn't a whole lot of people that came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's Dose from?
Cleveland. They're a Cleveland band. And they're good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, nice guys. They're good. I dig what they do.
What kind of style would you say Dose is?
I mean, it's metal.
Metal?
Yeah.
Like Killer's Confession?
No.
You mean real metal?
Ba-dunk-dunks. Yeah. I see what you did there.
I'm making fun of Waylon.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. That's not cool, man. Making fun of my band.
CD release party, Cleveland, man.
Hey, man. There was like 15 people there at my CD release party in Cleveland. Hey, man.
You guys are Facebook friends with them all.
Why don't you quit jacking mushroom heads so much, you sons of bitches?
Man, no, like that's just not gonna happen. This is just not gonna happen. Huh. In the Wayland mushroom head war, I took my side. I took my side. I'm on mushroom head's side, dude. They're from Cleveland. They started this weird, crazy thing. You jumped on it.
I didn't really see where there was a side to pick.
Why is your CD release party not in fucking Kentucky or Tennessee or whatever fucking, you know, countrified place that
Carolina,
he's from?
Carolina? One of them.
One of those.
Hey, man!
Someplace
where do you think I got this awesome accent from, man? And I brought it up here to Cleveland to give to your women's vaginas.
And not my women's vaginas.
Gave it to all your women's vaginas.
Shit.
Waylon gets pussy.
Does he?
I bet he does.
Yeah.
He's a little skinny white dude with a microphone. And he's all like, hey, ladies.
I feel like Waylon's probably not getting the most attractive of vaginas.
I bet he is. I bet he's getting fucking...
Janie Lane-type pussy?
Top shelf. Well, did he have Janie Lane-type fame?
Well, who has other than Janie Lane?
Not
well,
around... Well,
not around these parts here.
A few. You know. Wasn't nobody... Like, no smoking hot chicks like, oh, you're in Devo? Oh, you guys are so hot. Oh, so sexy. Your music makes me so sexy.
Oh, you were...
I dance all sexy like to hear music.
You were inside.
Oh, you're that guy. You were such a rock star. Oh.
So conceited.
I remember when you used to dance around on stage in your leather pants, and you would have your shirt undone all the way down to the fourth button as to show your man boobies off to the crowd.
Was it really a shirt or was it a blouse? Like,
It was more of a blouse.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was like tight on his arms. I don't know if he had it hemmed that way. Like,
yeah.
He was like, you know, make it real tight around my arms so I look kind of buff.
And I want it to like be glittery.
Then I'm going to undo these top four buttons, mostly just because I can't button them. If I button them, then I'm going to look super fat in this shirt. So I'm going to leave these ones unbuttoned.
Right.
And I'll look kind of cool. I'm not talking about you at all, Hackle. I'm not talking about you at all.
Nope, not in the least. But
I went through the leather pants and your fucking buttons. Oh.
Your fucking $50 haircut.
Pretty little guy.
I'm gonna be going to a few shows here soon. We are going to a show together.
We're
I got
going,
you tickets.
We're going to the Beatallica show.
Beatallica and Oakley Dokley.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That video that you showed me. What song was that for? Do you remember?
Like Wine Spritzer.
Yeah, something like that. It was awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's no way like you can not like that band. Like you have to like that band.
Right.
You can't, that's like one of those things. It's like a bag of chips.
100%.
It's really tasty and shit. There's no way you can open that bag and not finish the last chip.
Oakley Dokley is fucking incredible.
They're so good.
They're so
cool. Goddamn entertaining and they sound good.
Yeah, we're gonna be going to see them at the Buzzbin June 6th. So if anybody's listening to this, you wanna come hang out.
Or just see some sweet ass bands.
Dude, seriously.
Like, do you wanna come down to Canton and see some sweet ass bands? Because they're gonna be there.
Beatallica is one of my favorite bands of all time.
Google the Oakley Dokley band right now. Google that right now. Pause the show. Don't pause the show. Finish the show.
Here, we'll play a little bit.
So finish the
show. Let's just play a little bit of Oakley Dokley right now.
Blast that out.
Check us out.
What did we just say?
There's no way you don't like that.
And you know what else? I'm going to play a little bit of Metallica. If you're not hip to this, it sounds like Metallica doing the Beatles.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
And nobody does a better James Hetfield impression.
He was dead on.
What the fuck?
Spot on, Hetfield.
See, we're not liars here at Keeping It 99.
We keep it 99.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the show. It's the whole reason why we do this. We keep it real-ist.
As real as you can get.
As real as you can get. Can't keep it 100.
No. That would be lying. To say we're keeping it 100, that would be
a lie. That's a lie.
That's bullshit.
That's not keeping it 100.
Keeping it 99 is perfectly
what we do.
100% honest.
It's what we do. Don't ask if you don't want to know.
Right?
Don't ask if you don't want to know.
Damn Skippy. Damn
Skippy.
I'll give
it to you. If you want it, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you so good.
Hey, dude. It's true, not sad. Take a brass song and make it better. Remember that metal is in your heart. Then you can start to be a fretter. Hey, dude, don't be fucking
afraid. I went to Target to go pick up some Easter stuff, which is sitting right behind you.
Did it cost you $200?
No, it didn't cost me that much at all, really.
Crazy. I spent almost $200 today.
On Easter?
On Easter.
Seriously.
Isn't that silly?
That is crazy.
I know.
I spent about 70 overall between the three kids.
I get a little nutty.
I went to the Dollar Tree, though, and like that, I think I got like half my shit there for like $20. Like,
yeah, that's where I should have went first, everything.
That's why I should have went there first, too.
I should have went there first.
I went there last. Like an idiot.
I went to Walmart, too. See?
Went to Walmart. I went to Target to get a couple. I only got a few things at Target.
We're programmed to think that Walmart offers the lowest prices anywhere.
Right, which is bullshit.
And they trick us with their little yellow happy faces.
The smiley faces. You go low prices every day, low price. Liars.
Liars.
Ugh.
Could have went right across the street to the dollar store before I walked into Walmart
right.
And got fucking so much of the shit that I got at Walmart. Makes me want to go back to Walmart and return it.
Yeah.
Which I could do. Excuse me, I'm returning this candy.
When I went out, I went with I took my daughter, my baby daughter,
little Paige,
little 7 month old baby,
she's so adorable.
I've learned this by taking her out to places like Target and Walmart and the Dollar Tree,
yeah,
because it's moms. Okay, old people like to look at her and they're just like, "What a delicious young baby!" Like they look at her like they're gonna eat her
food and shit.
Yeah. But there's the moms, like people my mom's age, you know, like in their early 50s, yeah. Soccer mom type deals.
So precious.
I always was under the impression, like, if you have a puppy or you have a baby with you, like, that's when women, like, look at you,
yeah.
Like, hey, what's up?
What's up?
That's a cute baby. Did you make that with your dick?
You've all of a sudden become more attractive now that I know that your penis works.
No, not in my case. This is what happens, is these women, they all see the baby, and they're all like, well, aren't you precious? They bypass me altogether.
Right to the baby.
Go straight to the baby.
You're
and
like,
one
yo.
Woman, I'm carrying Paige because Paige wants, she wants held. So I got a basket in one hand and I got Paige in the other arm and she's trying to take a little nap on my shoulder, walking around the Target. And this one mom, man, she comes up, she just looks right at Paige. She gets in her face and she's like, well, aren't you the most precious thing I've ever seen in my life? And I don't know what to say. So I go, thanks. And she just looks at me like, I'm not fucking talking to you.
like, fuck off,
offended that I said anything. And then she goes right back to the baby. She's like, you're a cutie. And I was waiting for her to be like, is this man bothering you? Do you want to come home?
Right. Did he take you from a car?
What the hell?
Where did he snatch you from, little baby? Tell me in your baby talk. I understand it.
For some reason, the guy wearing the Lamb of God shirt with the giant beard, they're like,
I'm going to sacrifice this baby. To the lambs of gods! That's what this shirt means! And my beard.
We do have heavy metal news this week.
Bring it home!
Some interesting heavy metal news!
Which heavy metal news? Are we talking about the 21,000 pounds of heavy metal that got dropped on Afghanistan.
Oh, boom!
Boom! Boom! Hey, what's the sound that the Moab makes? Boom!
Bow! Just dropping bombs on them.
Like Hiroshima.
I drop bombs on them.
I was thinking more along the lines of Robert Trujillo's 12-year-old son. He's playing a string of shows.
For corn.
Okay.
But I've always said that 12-year-olds can play Korn's music.
Yeah, well, that's who their music is for.
Right.
When did I like Korn the most? It was when I was right around 12, 13 years old. That's when I was the most into Korn.
You know, the kid is good, though.
I'm not doubting that whatsoever. And I'm not even questioning overly too much why they would pick Robert Trujillo's 12-year-old son, who plays in a band called The Helmets. I've checked him out, man. And the kid is great. He's great. His dad's fucking the bass player from Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah. And Metallica now.
Oh, yeah. That band, too.
Yeah.
But
your favorite band.
My favorite band of
all time. That write the greatest songs.
Of 1993.
They write the absolute most perfect songs.
They have written perfect songs.
I know. You've told me.
Yes.
And you've as you've told me.
Yes. But I do wonder like what exact like it's in the shows are in South America. I don't know, like, does the kid have to have like a parent there? Is there like an entertainment law?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure either, you know, like Robert Trujillo's wife, I'm sure will be there.
Right.
I don't see why. I mean, he's not gonna be alone. They're not just gonna send him off on tour and shit. Like, whoa, you've been drafted, son, by Korn.
Yeah.
Off to war you go.
What's it going to be like when that kid goes back to school? I mean, his dad's already the bass player for Metallica, right?
Yes, he's already the coolest kid in the school.
The
unless he goes to one of those schools.
Which he probably does. He might. Probably.
If he lives in LA and shit. Because, you know, like, Hetfield lives in Colorado.
Yeah.
Like, up in the mountains and shit. He's so like, fuck you guys. He's like,
I'm on a hunt.
So if Trujillo is, like, living in, like, LA or, like, an LA-type situation, then, yeah, he probably goes to a school with a bunch of kids that have famous parents or whatever.
Sure. And he's still probably the coolest kid.
If not, coolest kid in the school.
So when that kid comes back and he gets to be like, played bass in fucking Korn.
Yeah.
Like, man.
Hey, Billy, what'd you do this summer? Play a lot of baseball. Ran around. My mom got me a bike. It was a new bike. So we rode some bikes and stuff. It was awesome. We got these jumps and then we rode down to these trails and it was super sweet. We all hung out back in the woods. What did you do? Nothing. Hung out on stage mostly. Played bass for Korn.
Always kind of been, you know, we were saying they've been kid directed. Like they have, how many album covers do they have that have like some little kid who's like,
yeah,
mom and dad are nice to me, you know?
Oh, there's like cover. A kid on a swing.
Look at that kid, just sad. That's a sad, sad.
Next thing you know, they're fucking your 8-year-olds running around house singing Ball Tongue.
Yeah, I'd be like, fine with
what
that.
What are you talking about?
Ball Tongue is a dope ass song.
That was one of my favorites off that album. That was a good one.
Yeah, right. Good, bro. I mean, I need to listen to that.
I like Korn. I like talking shit about Korn, but I like Korn live. Yeah. Live, they're fucking still, and they're always gonna be one of the best bands I've ever seen live. They don't disappoint me live.
No, they
jam their asses off, dude. They sound really good.
I mean, you play that many thousands of shows and all different kinds of shapes and sizes of venues and stuff. You're gonna be on all kinds
of different substances and. Like,
they're not on substances anymore, though, right? Like, they're
I think they're okay now.
That's good.
But
man,
they've done it on like every substance that there is known to man.
Man, that's good. Good on them.
What's David Silveri's fucking excuse, man? Like, this
that dude, I don't know. He's like on cupcakes. Garbage. And, yeah, he's on cupcakes.
You
and
were
steroids.
One of my favorite drummers. Oh, how you disappoint me, like Gene Simmons disappointed me once.
You know what I want to do real quick? I'm checking out. I want to see how many likes and dislikes they have on their video on YouTube and the comparison.
Silveri's?
Yeah.
What's the name of that band again?
Korn 10. Okay, here we go. We are sitting at. That can't be right.
What?
They now have 778 likes compared to 665 dislikes. When I saw. Checked it last. It was different.
It's still a very awful ratio. It's not good.
It was, but I mean, it was drastically different. Like, the dislikes were way, like, over
way
double.
Over. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what the fuck did they do?
They probably bought some likes.
Oh my God, they had to have, right?
Yeah.
Because they're not getting any good reviews whatsoever. They're not getting any.
Yeah, no, they probably bought likes, which is completely possible. People do that shit.
Fucking people are stupid.
Did you hear about one of the greatest lead singers of all time, Scott Stapp, talking about how somebody...
I did hear this.
He says that Scott Whelan reached out to him from the grave. From beyond the grave, because he... Scott Stapp and his band, or whatever the fuck they're called, they rented the same bus that Scott Weiland died on.
Okay.
And
so his ghost is on there, and they're like, his rock and roll ghost reached out.
Yeah, man, he's quoted as being like, all of a sudden it was almost like Weiland speaking to me from the grave, man. It was a very weird feeling that I felt. I remember being in the bathroom, taking a shit, looking in the mirror on the bus while I'm still shitting. Really feeling like I could hear him or feel him saying, dude, this could have been you. And this could be.
It still could be.
And this could be you if you continue that path.
If you fall off that wagon.
Don't do what I did. Don't go down that road. And literally, I'm having this moment. Did you feel like you could see him? He says, no. God rest his soul. And my family has prayed for his family and his children. But really, it was a crazy mystical experience. It was just in my face, man. I had my moment of like, dude, he's speaking to me, man.
This is like the story for him to cover up the fact that he was really high on drugs that night and shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like his band woke up, caught him talking to Scott Weiland.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, bro, who you talking to? What? Scott Weiland's here, dude. What are you talking about?
I mean, there's no way that this fucking batshit dude's like probably not. I mean, not Weiland, but Stapp's probably still on some sort of fucking substances. More than likely,
maybe I don't know. He could be sober, man, because like, he was pretty fucking crazy there for a second.
He was bad, dude.
See, I was gonna say before you even told that story, I was gonna be like, oh yes, I heard about this story and I agree. Wrong story though, because he also said that Chris Cornell is the greatest pure rock singer.
Oh sure, I wouldn't even so argue like somebody if somebody were to with. Say that. Yeah,
I've said that before on this show. That Chris Cornell has the best voice in rock and roll.
He's got an incredible range.
That was my thing. Is like Cornell has the strongest rock vocals in rock and roll today. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. I think Mike Patton has the biggest range, obviously, out of any rock singer.
Well, Mike Patton also has like the most tools. Like actual tools at his what you know because like he has like five different microphones that he uses a computer, he has all different kinds of things, he has a table for most bands that he works with,
right?
And so a lot of what Mike Patton does, I don't know if it's like kind of trickery or whatever, but as far as I mean, just being a genuine singer, like obviously Patton, Patton's way fucking up there though, because I mean a lot of the stuff that he does, he has like this album that's nothing but like Italian pop songs from the 60s where that he did with a full-on orchestra and shit like that.
I listened to a lot of that on YouTube.
Yeah, me too.
It was good.
So Scott Stapp said that he made that statement that Chris Cornell.
Yeah,
I wouldn't argue that. If anybody were to go like Chris, I would be hard pressed to think of somebody.
Right, but then it's like, you know, he says something like that, and then you turn around and he was like, and also I was talking to Scott Weiland's ghost.
Oh yeah, we're like best friends now.
Wait, I was, but I just agreed with you a second ago. Now I'm agreeing with crazy people, so I don't know where my life is headed. He's moving. I got to question everything now.
He's moving in. I want to ask our listeners. It's awful. I want to ask our listeners who they like better as far as the singer goes.
Hey, listeners. Who do you like better as a singer?
Mike Patton or Chris Cornell?
Let us know.
Mike
Keeping it 99 podcast at gmail.com.
Because Mike Patton, I will easily say that as far as like his projects and his side projects goes, because if you're to say Soundgarden's Chris Cornell's main thing, right? Faith No More would be Mike Patton's main thing.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as all their other projects goes, Mike Patton knows how to make better songs. That's for sure, because Audioslave sucked.
It did suck.
How did that suck?
Because it was two things trying to be one. It just didn't work.
Right?
I didn't think it was going to work. So, I was right! I'm in the right boat.
Chester Bennington from Linkin Park is collaborating with Mark Morton from Lamb of God. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I read this yesterday, and I was like, that's exactly what I when I read it, my brain went, why?
Why?
What are you doing?
Why would you do that?
It better be super cool, man. It better be really fucking cool, dude.
You hear that, Mark Morton? Don't fucking that, make something super shitty. Like
that new Stinkin' Park was awful.
Have you ever liked Linkin Park, though?
Nah.
Yeah, right? Linkin Park may be one of the first bands that, like, I just got mad about.
It was like the generation behind me, and it was very driven to sell. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that band was just one of those things that was, like, you can tell that was put together and,
yep. you know,
sell. And they did. They fucking...
They really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, my little sister and, like, her boyfriend at the time and all her friends and shit, like, that was their shit.
Yeah, man. My nephews, they were into that shit, so it was like, that was their generation. They're, like, 11.
I could have wrapped my brain around it whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, when they came out, I'm, like, listening to Pillow Humpers and shit, and my nephew's like, I love Linkin Park, and I'm like, listen to Pillow Humpers. Little pussy. You don't even know what real music is, kid. I walked up. Hill both ways to school, 2 feet of snow, listen to Pillow Humpers.
It's what got me through.
You don't understand, dude. Your generation today won't fucking get it.
So yeah, I don't know, man. Just why? Even when I hear it, I'm going to go why. No matter what.
I mean, maybe it's going to be super good. We don't know. Maybe he'll get all Chester-y and... Ugh.
I did see that ESP Guitars... They did a little slight at Linkin Park announcing that they're not going to be on the new Linkin Park record because Mike Shinoda did an interview saying, like, hey, don't expect to hear anything like ESP Guitars on our record. You know, basically saying it's not going to be a heavy record because ESP is like, they're associated with heavy metal bands for the most part. Sure,
but you picked out a single company of guitars. Yeah. There's plenty of guitar companies that are metal guitars.
So ESP put out a release announcing that they're glad to announce that they're not going to be on the new Linkin Park record. I thought that was pretty great.
They got a good sense. So happy to be removed from their millions of dollars of success. There's no way. They were just butthurt.
Their band's terrible.
They were just butthurt, dude.
Sleep is in, they're in the studio. That's a stoner rock band we were talking about a little bit before we started recording.
Yeah, like, weren't they supposed to... Oh, no, I'm thinking like Aerosmith.
I get those two mixed up all the time,
bro. Yep, all sleep the time. No, I was gonna say, weren't they supposed to tour and then they canceled the tour to go in the studio? But no, that was Aerosmith. Yeah, but they are in the studio, right?
Like, yeah,
Sleep is.
So I just got stoned thinking about it. That's what happens.
They have some of the coolest shirts, dude. Astronauts, fucking with bongs and.
Yeah, they're another one of those the stoner rock scene.
Yeah,
isn't it weird that there's a stoner rock scene in every town? Like everybody's got their own stoner rock scene. They all sound like they're from the same neighborhood. But...
Because everybody plays shit from down south.
Yeah, and they all got that one, just that one riff that they like to use. Bam, wham, 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 bam, 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 bam. It's all, yeah, it's all like, fuck, I'm trying to think of the... It's the song that COC covered on the Black Sabbath tribute record. That's what every stoner rock band does. It's like Lord of this World or some shit.
Mm.
Yeah. Everybody. Stoner rock bands. Black Sabbath ripoffs. Whatever.
There's a lot of great stoner rock bands.
Hey, if you're going to rip off anybody, Black Sabbath's the best.
Check out a band called Rue from Ohio.
Sure.
R-U-E.
Yep.
Rue.
Mm-hmm.
They're an awesome stoner rock band.
Yeah, they're on the I Hate God tribute record.
Yep, they are. Mm-hmm. Sofa King Killer. Sofa? Akron, Ohio. Sure. Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
Great stoner fucking metal band.
We have a great stoner metal band scene around here for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Some of my favorite bands, man. Like, hey, and I'm not knocking it, but like, all of them listen to Sabbath. All of
Guaranteed.
Them. Guaranteed. And they're just like, in that Iommi fucking like, I smoked weed and listened to Black Sabbath. Here's a riff. You know, and then just playing an Iommi riff backwards and shit. And that's fine.
That weed. Hey, give me a guitar. Hey, there's that riff.
Black Sabbath.
Pretty much.
Yeah, every stoner rock band. But oh, and then when they get into it, hold on. That riff.
Oh, that's the one. This
is the riff that every stoner metal band has to do at some point.
I agree. You are correct, sir.
Yeah, that's it. Stoner rock bands are awesome.
We know what we're talking about.
We do. Keep it in 99.
Well, it's that time.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it is.
The best time of the week.
Best time of my week.
Yeah, my week as well, man.
I mean, what is it then?
I think it's Badass Band of the Week!
Yeah!
And this week we have an older band that's no longer together, but they were an integral part of the scene. There was a lot of members of the scene.
For, 11 years,
man.
I think, as a band.
Yeah, we were talking about them earlier. They were on the I Hate God tribute.
Yep.
Seen them quite a handful of times for myself.
Yep.
You've probably seen them dozens.
A thousand times.
What band are we talking about, Redbeard?
Matt David!
Rue,
R-U-E,
from Akron, Ohio, not the Rue from Chicago. Those guys were fucking awful.
Right, not Rue 21, the store in Fairlawn.
Nope. Those clothes are awful.
Terrible clothes.
This band is amazing.
Yes.
Akron, Ohio, fucking stoner metal, Rue.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys have toured, they've been around for fucking ever. Mike Burns.
One of the coolest fucking riff makers, from around here, I would say.
I mean, Burns was literally family to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seriously spent every day with that dude for like 2 years.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah, Burns is a great guy.
And a very honest guy.
A little sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah.
A little sweetheart.
He's a sweetheart. He's an honest guy. Did not like my rap metal band back in the day.
Nope.
And would let
He'll
me
let
know,
you know.
But he would also be like, "You're okay, though, as a human being, I guess."
You're all right. Hit this.
Yeah. Who else was who else we got in the band of Rue?
Mike Fauché playing bass.
I love saying Fauché.
Fauché,
Fauché, Fauché.
Yeah,
didn't work. Covergirl.
That'd be sweet if he was in Covergirl, right?
Right.
With his dreadlocks.
Just him and Rue Paul jamming. Rue Paul.
Oh,
what? Fauché. Rue Paul. Got it. Got it.
Fauché smokes a lot of really, really good weed. So if you see him, smoke weed with him. Jeff Fall.
One of my favorite singers ever.
Hate Theory.
We got Burned Blue Sky.
Pillow Humpers.
Pillow fucking Humpers.
Yeah.
Man.
It's still one of my favorite bands of all time. Ever.
Yeah.
Pillow Humpers. I'll fight anybody if Pillow Humpers is on. There's nobody I won't fight.
Really?
Like I will march right to my death to some Pillow Humpers. It's fucking crazy how that fucking album makes me feel.
I got some Pillow Humpers.
Pillow Humpers, not to celebrate the decline. Pillow Humpers.
Yes.
Yeah. Greg Cook is on drums. Greg Cook, our good friend from fucking NDE.
Another one of my favorite drummers ever.
We've
spoken highly of him. We had an entire episode trying to reunite him with NDE.
I don't know if that worked or not.
Yeah,
offered up a pig to do for them to do a show, but they were
offer still stands.
Need like two pigs. Let us know. Whatever. Let us know.
So Rue was together for like 11 years, you say?
Yeah, but like Corey Bing from Fistula.
Love that man.
Right, Corey played drums in Rue in the beginning.
Yes, I remember that.
Right.
I do remember seeing him.
I want to say he may have even played guitar in Rue at some point.
That's a very cool. He might have sang for Rue, played bass.
Point. Yeah, I think
that's Corey Bing's thing. He's
Bab from Fistula.
Fistula.
I think he may have been in Rue at some point.
Man,
I could be wrong about that one. I just remember there was a lot of changes in Rue over that 11, 12 years or whatever that they were together.
These are Northeast Ohio musical icons we're speaking of.
Yeah, for the most part, though, the lineup was Fauché, Fall, Burns and Cook.
Yep.
Yeah, that was basically the lineup. Like I got a phone call from these guys. I'm like at home, summertime, you know what I mean, living down in the valley and shit, kicking it one day, get a phone call from Burns. Hey man, what's going on? What's up? Oh, nothing, dude. Just chilling around the house and shit. What's up with you guys? How's tour going? Oh, you know, it's good. Broke down. Transmission went out. Hey, you think you can give us a ride? Like, come pick us up. You gotta go over and grab the van and then come pick us up. I was like, yeah, where are you guys at? Oh, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little.
Huh? What? Huh? What? Huh?
Oh, the I'm sorry, I'm getting a bad connection.
Did you say you wanted me to go pick up a van and drive 1,400 miles to pick you up? Sure, that's fine. I'm not doing nothing today. And that's what I did. Went and picked up the van, and I fucking drove down to goddamn Little Rock, Arkansas. Aaron Britton was in the band at the time.
Okay.
He was playing drums. This is how many members have changed. So his girlfriend, Amanda, followed me down in the truck. So I drove a van to give to them, and then she drove a truck that we could both get back in. And we get down there, and everybody's just high as shit. Like, high as shit.
They're not even broke down at that point?
But they're not. No, like, Van's up on a flatbed and shit, going off to the shop to get his fucking transmission replaced. And everybody's just high as fuck. But it wasn't weed. They were on the voodoo.
Ooh.
Which, for people who don't know what voodoo is, down south in the south, in the southern areas down there where they're from, voodoo is dext. Dextromethorphan hydrobromide, which is the main active ingredient in cough syrup, which we used to sell back in the day. We used to give out.
Robo-tripping?
Never made money off of it. I've never done that. Yes. So we had a buddy who went to Ohio State, and he would get it by the kilo. Like, and it's just pure dext in powder form. Would get kilo jars of it.
Oh, my goodness.
And bring it up from Ohio State. It was perfectly legal. You could buy it legally.
Right.
At the time. And I don't even know if it's illegal now. I don't know.
Wow.
But it's fucking wacky. So we would take St. John's wort capsules, empty them out, fill half the capsule, put it together, and sell those for $20.
Holy shit.
It would fucking annihilate people, dude. I watched people walk around houses like they were fucking spacemen.
Wow.
Like, just whacked the fuck out. Everybody would talk about how you would get to different plateaus. There was different plateaus that you could reach. And I'm like, what are you? There was a guy named Chops who fucking did it one time. And he bought two of them. And we told him, we said, hey, man, only do one of those. Oh, whatever, man. Eats both of them. And we're like, bro, you're so fucked. Bro, what are you doing? Fucking, you know, fast forward an hour later or whatever. He's on the back porch steps. Head in his hand, just crying. Sobbing, dude. Tears falling off his face because he's blind. He can't see nothing. I can't fucking see, dude.
Jesus.
Bro, I can't fucking see, man. He fucking took that shit. What is that shit? I'm fucking blind. Chops. Fuck you, dude. Seriously, don't talk to me. Chops. What? Open your fucking eyes. He's just... Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, dude.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I can totally see. No, I'm fine. I'm good. Yeah. He sat out there for fucking ever crying, dude, because he was blind and he couldn't see.
Oh, my God.
All you had to do is open your eyes. Open your eyes, Chops. It annihilated people, dude. It annihilated people. So that's what I get down to fucking pick up Rue in Arkansas, and everybody's fucking taking dext, and they're all fucked up. It's like, this is 10 years after we had it up here in Akron and shit, dude. Like, nobody does this shit. Nobody even knows about this shit.
Yeah.
And then I travel 1,400 miles, and there's a bunch of fucking hillbillies just getting wasted off this shit. And I'm like, that's still a thing? You guys call it voodoo? We used to call it stardust. Shoot you to the stars.
And we're not saying that these guys do dext now, because the statute of limitations on this story, they're up.
A long goddamn time ago. This is 10 years ago.
So we're not trying to call out anybody here.
I'm going
to
say some of them probably still do that, or they would do it. they were kicking it with the dudes from Wake. They were on tour with Wake.
Oh, dude, yeah.
R-W-A-K-E, Wake. Those guys are fucking sick.
They are sick,
brutal.
Dude.
Brutal. So good.
A future badass man of the week. Since you brought them up.
They're
future badass band of the week, dude.
They live a bit far away. Awesome band. Own a record store.
Mm-hmm.
Good shit.
So just to put it into context, this band, Rue, is so good and so deserved of being a badass band of the week that Rubber City Redbeard drove to fucking Arkansas. The last place anybody ever wants to go for
anything.
Little
Rock is literally one of my most unfavorite places. I don't like Little Rock, Arkansas.
Who
I cannot
does?
Stand that place. Don't like going there. I was going to burn down a hotel in Little Rock, Arkansas at one point in my life, and I go back to pick up my friends. Oh.
That's how good this band is, though, man.
And that's how big my heart is.
That too.
That's how caring Rubber City Redbeard is about your feelings big and your well-beings. Hearts. I'll drive 1,400 miles for you.
Oh.
I would walk 500 miles. I would drive 900 more. That would make 1,400 miles that I drove to get down to your door.
Getting Rue back together shouldn't be too hard of a thing because you could just pick any four random dudes, right? And just be like, hey,
you're in Rue now.
You're Rue now.
You're in Rue.
You're now Rue.
It would be impossible to get it back together unless you, like, you would have to use Aaron or Corey on drums because we can't even get Greg Cook to do an NDE show.
What?
Greg!
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Greg.
Greg Cook.
You've got to play. You've got to play.
He's got to. He's so good.
Yeah, so you'd have to get Greg to play drums again. And I wouldn't want to see Rue without Greg playing.
Sure, no, man.
I liked it with Corey. I liked it with Aaron. But Greg Cook is just the dude. He's a machine. He can sit down and fucking just hammer shit out and gets all sweaty and sexy.
Yeah.
You know?
And like you're saying,
where's my sandwich?
And if you want Corey in the band, you know, I mean,
go grab a guitar and play that.
Like, even in Fistula, something. Corey has an identity crisis sometimes where he's like, am I the singer? Am I the guitar player?
Am I playing bass today? Drums? What am I doing?
He's just, he's just whatever he's in the mood for that day. I love that shit. That's one of those things that I've just,
I think,
like,
that's why that band has stuck around for so long is because even when it didn't have enough members, it had enough members.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. See you, man. We're gonna play you out with some Rue.
Yeah!
And we're going to be back next week. We'll talk about the experience of being on the Lousy Weather Media podcast.
Yeah, we'll see those guys Tuesday, so tune into their shit. Tuesday, live. It's going to be live, and then the episode will be out Wednesday on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Yeah, this show is actually going to be dropping afterwards, so just go listen to it. Go find Lousy Weather Media podcast. Go
we're
to Lousy
the
Weather
Lousy
Media.
Lousy Weather Media main show.
So we're on two podcasts this week. If you enjoyed this show and you want to hear more of us, go over to lousyweathermedia.com.
We'll be on the main show.
And we're going to be there, probably talking heavy metal. And
I don't know what they're going to do. I just ask a bunch of questions.
Just do, yeah. I want to talk about wrestling. Because I don't.
I want to talk about my feelings.
I want to talk about Grant's feelings.
I've got a lot of feelings happening.
So we'll see you next week, man. Here's some fucking Rue. Enjoy yourself.
Maybe I won't see you next week. Maybe I'll get into a car accident and then you'll miss me forever.
Wow, that was dark. Wow, you just ended that dark.
Until next week,
my name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye!
Boom!
I loved it.
City Redbeard. If people didn't know that you're from Akron, they would think that you're like a condom man, like Trojan man.
Yeah, like a fuck.
I am the Rubber City Redbeard. They're like, thanks for the condoms, Rubber City Redbeard.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.